Today's episode is going to be a mini episode on Douglas Adams and the number 42. If that does not sound of interest to you, feel free to skip ahead to next week. For all other enthusiasts of the strange and extraordinary, stay tuned, little Stardusties. Only on Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
For the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal.
Howdily doodly, little Stardusties. Mini episode means mini opening theme song. As you can see. Or hear, I guess. Anyway, tis I, your Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary, space pirate, and star queen. I am Exy, your host. And since it's my 42nd episode, I thought I would do a show on the number 42. If you are in the spheres of fandoms, I suppose, you may hear an inkling or two about the number 42. Being the answer. But if you are not familiar with the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series, or Douglas Adams, this may sound like gibberish to you. So today, for my 42nd episode, I have dedicated it to explaining the number 42. For those who are curious, but were too afraid to ask, don't worry! Auntie Exy's gotcha! So I'm going to read the quote in a minute, but I wanted to explain that in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, a supercomputer named Deep Thought was tasked with finding the answer to life, the universe, and everything. And here is some excerpts from the book. "Oh, Deep Thought Computer," he said, "the task we have designed you to perform is this. We want you to tell us," he paused, "the answer." "The answer?" said Deep Thought. "The answer to what?"
"Life," urged Fook.
"The universe," said Lunkville.
"Everything," they said in chorus.
Deep Thought paused for a moment's reflection.
"Tricky," he said finally. "But can you do it?"
Again, a significant pause.
"Yes," said Deep Thought. "I can do it."
"There is an answer?" said Fook with breathless excitement.
"Yes," said Deep Thought. "Life, the universe, and everything. There is an answer, but I'll have to think about it."
Fook glanced impatiently at his watch.
"How long?" he said.
7.5 million years, said Deep Thought. Lunkville and Fook blinked at each other.
7.5 million years, they cried in chorus.
"Yes," claimed Deep Thought. "I said I'd have to think about it, didn't I?"
7.5 million years later, Fook and Lunkville are long gone, but their descendants continue what they started.
"We are the ones who will hear," said Fook, "the answer to the great question of life."
"The universe," said Lunkwall.
"And everything."
"Shh," said Lunkwall with a slight gesture. "I think Deep Thought is preparing to speak."
There was a moment's expectant pause while panels slowly came to life on the front of the console. Lights flashed on and off experimentally and settled down into a business-like pattern. A soft, low hum came from the communication channel.
Good morning, said Deep Thought at last.
Good morning, O Deep Thought, said Loon Qual nervously. Do you have,
an answer for you? Interrupted Deep Thought majestically. Yes, I have.
The two men shivered with expectancy. Their waiting had not been in vain.
There really is one? Breathed Fouk.
There really is one, confirmed Deep Thought.
To everything. To the great question of life, the universe, and everything?
Yes. Both of the men had been trained for this moment.
Their lives had been a preparation for it.
They had been selected at birth as those who would witness the answer.
But even so, they found themselves gasping and squirming like excited children.
And you're ready to give it to us, urged Loon Qual.
I am.
Now?
Now, said Deep Thought.
They both licked their dry lips.
Though, I don't think, added Deep Thought, that you're going to like it.
Doesn't matter, said Fouk. We must know it, now.
All right, said the computer, and settled into silence again.
The two men fidgeted. The tension was unbearable.
You're not going to like it, observed Deep Thought.
Tell us!
All right, said Deep Thought.
The answer to the great question.
Yes.
Of life, the universe, and everything, said Deep Thought. Yes! Is...
said Deep Thought, and paused.
Yes? Is? Yes?
42, said Deep Thought, with infinite majesty and calm. Now, if you want to read the rest of the book, that is from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series by Douglas Adams. But that is the scene in which the number 42 is referring to. And spoiler, the answer resulted in the construction of an even larger supercomputer. Earth. But it was tasked to determine what the ultimate question even is. And though the Hitchhiker's Guide series is a work of fiction, the answer to life, the universe, and everything has been the source of great debate amongst fans. But what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? What does the number 42 mean? Well, some fans have proposed that it was chosen because 42 is 101010 in binary code. Other fans have pointed out that light refracts through a water surface by 42 degrees to create a rainbow. Some people have asserted that light requires 10 to the negative 42 seconds to cross the diameter of a proton. Some fans believed that 42 is Adams' tribute to the indefatigable paperback book and is the average number of lines on an average page of an average paperback. Another common theory is that 42 refers to the number of laws in cricket, which is a recurring theme in the books. In the story itself, the protagonist, Arthur, proposes that the question is, what do you get when you multiply 6 by 9? And some fans have thought that Arthur's response was the ultimate question. After all, it was Arthur who had been led to reveal this answer. Arthur was indeed from Earth, and Earth was
the giant supercomputer built to work out exactly what the ultimate question was. And it is an answer. 6 times 9 indeed does equal 42, when one calculates it in base 13. Of this theory, Adams responded thus, "I may be a sorry case, but I don't write jokes in base 13. If you research fan theories, there are all kinds of very interesting and very valid responses. One fan suggests that when you add up the number of dots on a die, you get 21. So, 2 die is 42. What is the meaning of life, the universe, and everything? To die. To die. I saw another fan theory that the answer is 4 and 2, the prepositions. To live for something, to exist to do something. 4, 2. One of the more widely circulated theories is that Douglas Adams spent part of his time in school and professional life as a computer programmer, and the primary programming language at the time was ASCII. In this programming language, the asterisk is a symbol that represents a wild card, a variable input by the end user. The asterisk can mean whatever you want it to mean. And the number 42 was associated with the asterisk. So what is the meaning of life, the universe, and everything? Whatever you want it to be. And while the programming theory is perhaps my favorite, the truth of why the number 42 was given as the answer is maybe not so deep. Douglas Adams has answered this question a few times. It was a joke. It had to be a number. An ordinary, smallish number, and I chose that one. I sat at my desk, stared into the garden, and thought, 42 will do. He further explained in January of 2000 on a radio show called Book Club that he was on his way to work one morning whilst still writing the scene, and was thinking about what the actual answer should be. He eventually decided that it should be something that made no sense whatsoever. A number. A mundane one at that. He arrived at the number 42, completely at random. And, while the truth may be underwhelming, that's not to say that we can't derive deeper meaning from it. What is the answer to life, the universe, and everything? Well, perhaps life is random, and we tend to overthink it. Don't forget to write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Visit us at TikTok and Instagram and Facebook at starqueenparanormal. Patreon.com/starqueenparanormal. And so, Stardusties, we'll be back next week with our regularly scheduled paranormal nonsense. So long, and thanks for all the fish.